So experiment two, the study materials are the first, that's the first experiment, the one conducted at the University of Illinois with the light and dark conditions. Experiment one involves probably the first data collected because the stimuli are friends teasing each other, collected in 2008. So the stimuli are from 2008, and then we did an online experiment where people are watching those videos. So I guess in terms of the first data collection, the stimuli for these studies even goes back further than that second experiment. It goes back to 2008. And I mean, I think choices on doing that, it all has to do with how, you're trying to present, I guess, a picture for what you found in ways that allow people to understand it and digest it in the easiest way possible. And so there's a little bit of a building consideration, at least that I have as I pick the order of experiments. And then especially for a multi-experiment study, one of my rules of thumb is to have things simpler earlier and then more complex things that talk about like the underlying mechanisms, the process happening later. So that's one of the considerations. I think probably the main consideration for ordering experiments in a particular study, in a particular paper.